Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists, and we're not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
It's April at long last. This is the month of spring.
At long last, at this current moment for us, it's not, unfortunate. It's not us.
Yeah, we are recording a little bit early, so we're in the same outfit as last week's.
Why are we recording early? We've got lots going on. I'm going away. Sophie's on tour.
I'm on tour.
You know what I'm going to go and get done?
What?
These things on TikTok. My algorithm is so fucking weird. Like these professional ear clean wax people come up on my TikTok.
Have and you I'm never like, had that done?
No, I've never had a problem with earwax.
Oh my God, it's just
I'm
great
not a waxy
you.
Person, and I've never had a problem with like not being able to hear. But I know you get it done every year. And I remember you saying like, "Yep, get it done everywhere. I like to be really clean. I'm gonna go and do it." There's someone down the road from me. I'm gonna go and
there's
do it.
There's one on Kings Road. It's unbelievable. You go in 5 minutes, boom.
Is it with a candle?
No, that's a holistic one. This is just like they like just
literally scoop it out.
They like have a sucker. It's honestly unbelievable when they show you it all on a camera. And also they've got blackhead poppers with a camera. Bought them too, but obviously haven't opened the packaging. Because again, scaled.
Sorry.
I know, TikTok shop is dangerous.
When we go for dinner tomorrow night, can I please come and have a look at the blackhead scooper first?
Sure.
That is something
about Hayfever's wife, that's what I will say.
Hayfever's starting for Sophie. It's not starting for me yet.
Well, what happens is like the nose is kind of okay, but it's the eyes just are like... You want to close them. I can't explain it. They dry and they're like just wet.
They dry.
They dry and they're wet. Dry. They're like just damp all the time. I know eyes are meant to be wet, but like they just feel a bit like soggy all the time. Yours always are a bit wet.
Mine, for some reason, summer and full winter is fine. It's when we're coming into it's the temperature of around between like 8 and 10 degrees. They stream and it's so weird. When it's freezing cold, they never do. And when it's summer, they never do. It's like the in-between.
How interesting.
I don't know what it is. And I've asked people about it and they all just say it's the change of season your eyes are adjusting to. And then they get dry because it's that in-between.
Yeah, because mine is almost like when we start putting like the fan on in our room, they get dry and like stingy. Anyway, hay fever really does me dirty every single year. I really can't bear it. I'm hoping this year will be different. I'm holding out hope.
We should be having local honey.
You're so right, and I need to try that this year. I do have bee pollen.
You're meant to be doing it like 2 months before the hay fever season.
Okay, well now.
Start now.
Start now. Summer prep, boom!
So we're just really excited basically just be mincing around in our like cycling shorts rather than leggings.
Get me those bare legs.
That English London summer breeze and that like petrolly smell
hot,
in
hot.
The air. Just love it.
A bit
fucking
claggy always.
Love
like a
it.
Bit, you're
it's
a bit dirty
humid.
And sweaty at all
it's
times.
It's a bit humid and you always feel like there's a little bit of like pollution on your skin and I just love it.
I love every second of it.
Your fate,
we walk around in a cap everywhere because of sun protection, but also
absolutely.
Because we never wear makeup and like I always look kind
and
of
always
rough.
Got greasy hair.
But you also don't because it's summer. Like,
yeah,
and we're
you get
just
away
like baggy
tan.
Top and like cycling shorts and socks and trainers.
Oh, honestly, we're just the Birkenstock days of not wearing any socks.
Oh my God, and the little ankle bracelet. No, I actually, guys, when I say I'm such a summer girl to
Same.
The point where like, what happens is my whole life, I get myself through for summer.
Prepared
I
for
hate
summer.
Every day,
Me
basically.
Too.
I'm like,
fucking hate winter.
I'm just like, just picture summer and like, I wake up in the morning, I just envision it to get myself out of bed because otherwise I'd just lie in bed. Like, I don't like winter.
Neither
Christmas
do I.
Is all right.
There's certain months I really enjoy.
I hate January, February.
Oh,
don't
God, me too. There's no point
March
in January, February. Why don't we just scrap Jan and Feb?
Why don't we just like, those people who can move away, they've got it right.
I know. I know.
But basically, we've come through this month and you will see such... I'm so happy every day. I wake up full of joy in summer.
Me too, full of beans. Also...
I'm a miserable girl in winter, you know.
You know what, coming up in summer, it's obviously Glastonbury. Sophie and Jamie are going. And Jamie says that he'll get me a ticket every year and he never does, so we're going to hold him to it this year.
This year, we're all going to go together and I can't freaking
Under
wait.
Pressure. Can you hit him under pressure?
Under pressure. You know who's playing?
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne, who we thought was dead. She's going to be up there.
She's never been dead, you nonce.
Yeah, she was. Your nonce is a paedophile.
Oh, take that back. You, why can't I think of an insult?
You idiot. Right, so we're going to go to Glastonbury together. We're going to have a really good time. Melissa and I are going to go on a trip, just us two.
We're going to go to Paris.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning Paris.
Me too,
me too. I found a hotel that we can stay in already. I know one in my head.
Great.
That has a lovely view.
Great.
We're going to go and take some nice content, go and have some nice lunches.
Maybe we can buy rubes.
Gorgeous. Maybe we do some shopping.
Gorgeous lunches, basically food. We need to book Lulu's in advance.
I know, there's so many places. You can't really get into any restaurants in Paris at the moment. They're being so like snobby and weird about it unless you've been before.
Whoa, fucking hell, great. It's we're really going to Paris and we've got turned away at the door.
Not just the two of
Not
us.
Not just the two of us, which is really,
really
weird.
Really bad form, actually.
Really weird of us.
You know what it is? It's like when you see someone every day, you sort of forget about doing shit like that. We need to make more of an effort.
We need to make more of an effort.
Also, Sophie and I see each other maybe 3 times a week and we never take photos of it. We're one of those people, friends that are really bad. So it's almost like there's just zero evidence of us ever spending time together other than doing this.
I know.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's weird because we see each other the most, but there's no we have no photos together. Okay, right. We got some gorgeous feedback from you lovely listeners. You all really like the Pippa Campbell episode.
Pipsqueak is just such a helpful, amazing soul.
Although quite a few of my friends were a bit like, I am so scared now because I'm on the pill. But I was like, look, you need to get that information in.
Yeah, I think it's good just knowing all the information. If you're okay with it, then great. If you're not, then, you know, maybe think about what you can do to change it.
Okay, so yeah, no? I'm going to read some out. So we got, thank you for the Pippa episode. It felt like a whole revelation. I'm eating a cauliflower and kale salad right
Gorgeous.
Now and trying to avoid plastic because my symptoms were matching. That's from Alex.
Wow.
Well done, Alex. Round of applause.
See, it's actually much easier than you do. You don't have to like spin the whole world around. You just
shove
slowly
some
do some things.
Holly rice. Delicious.
Okay, this is from Gabriella. As someone who suffers from PCOS, thank you. Okay, that's great.
Polycystic ovaries.
Polycystic ovaries. How do you know if you've got that?
Symptoms,
and then I guess a few tests, maybe, if you really want to confirm it. But
yeah, you can test. Another amazing episode. How amazing is Pippa? All the symptoms you were talking about, low mood, shattered, no energy, brain fog, it all makes sense. Thank you so much. And we're going to have my sister on the podcast next week. So if you guys want to ask her any specific questions, any topics you want to cover, ask through to cover them. Makeup tips. She obviously does my makeup. Just all of those things. Just write in what you want our episode with my sister to be about. Hi, girls. I never thought I'd write in, but I want to get your opinion on something that's happened to me. My boyfriend of almost 3 years went on a lads' night out. I thought nothing of it, as I've never been given any reason to be paranoid, as he's never betrayed my trust in the past. Everything was fine when he came back, but I was scrolling on his iPad and found some messages between him and another girl, which he'd obviously deleted the messages already off his phone. Fuck. They were quite flirty in tone with him asking where she was staying and going to on their night out. It made me feel even more upset as he'd ignored me the whole night. I wasn't bothered at the time, but now I feel so naive. I left his house straight away after seeing the messages and then called his mates. They backed him and said that it was the girl who fancied him and that my boyfriend didn't do anything apart from give him his number. I texted the girl and she said he was very flirty and she has no idea he had a girlfriend. It's been a few weeks now and he has said sorry, but I'm not sure I can get over it.
It's the first step of cheating, is that?
Yeah.
I know myself, I can't get over stuff like that. I would be crazy and I would think about it every day, and then it would just make me eventually hate him. It's so hard though, because in these sorts of scenarios, your love is still there 100%. Mm. Doesn't make you fall out of love with them. So you're like, fuck, I'm going to take this one thing that's happened that's a serious betrayal, and potentially, it's like if he was not to get caught, would he then just the next time then actually take that step further? Probably.
But you've caught him, so that's a good thing. I would think, firstly, you either break up with him if you can't get over it, like Melissa. I don't know what I would do in that situation. Or if you are going to try and get over it, I would give yourself like a whole year to get over it. Like, your trust will be gone for 6 months. That's just how it goes. Like, if you do decide to stay with him and he like tries to regain your trust, you just need to be prepared that you're going to hate him for a long time.
I'm also just like, in my mind, I'm like, obviously he loves you, but he obviously feels a certain type of way towards this person because he's ignoring you and messaging her when you're his girlfriend. Yeah. He knows it's wrong.
He knows he's done wrong. That's he really
knows
shit.
What, he also knows what the outcome of this is going to eventually be with this girl. In my mind, he wants to sleep with her.
Okay, so in my mind, he was probably just flirting.
He's
on
not
night
ready.
Out.
He's flirting, but then giving a number and then messaging her again all night.
Yeah, it's really weird.
There's something further. There's
but if he wanted to sleep with her, he would have slept with her. That's what I would have thought.
Maybe he's just testing.
But to me, but that's the thing. Boys do these things for validation. To me, shagging someone and texting someone are the same fucking thing. Like, I don't see much difference.
I know.
Like, they're doing it for a reason and it's all inappropriate and it's all outrageous. You have to decide if you want to stay with him. In your mind, it's easier to get over this than it is for him shagging her. But in his mind, to me, it was all for the same reason.
The same.
It was all for the same thing.
I also think a good thing to think about is like, put yourself in his shoes. If you could physically do that to him and you're like, there's no way, I love him so much, I wouldn't even want to reply to someone else, especially seeing your messages coming through.
That's what's
he's
awful.
Choosing to ignore that's them awful. And then messaging this other person. If you're like, I could do that to him, to me, I'm like, is there a lack of feeling
asking
from
where
him?
She was staying
because I'm like,
really
the validation thing is one thing, but then why ignore the girlfriend? Because that's validation you're getting already from your girlfriend.
Something's not right.
I think maybe it sounds like this is, oh, this is horrible. To me, if this was me, I would think it's the beginning of the end in his mind. And he can't quite bear that. So he's making these other little movements because he can't bear to face the fact that it maybe is, in his mind,
something's
coming to the end
right.
of the relationship. You deserve so much fucking, so much better. Don't let this give you a trust issue. Yeah. If it was me, I would be like, look, if you really want to forgive him and you want to get over it, fine. But in my mind, I'd always just kind of think, is that the beginning of the end?
It's really down to you and him and, like, what happens now. But, like, it is 1,000% a dumpable offence. Like, there's no two ways about
it. Also, boys always have each other's backs.
Do not believe what the boys say. Also, like, regardless, you've seen in black and white, he's asking her where she's staying and where she's going next. They just met. That is,
why does he want
that's
to
unacceptable.
That
is a dumpable offence. Yeah. Like, it's not right. I'm really sorry. We just like hope that you're okay.
Things
and like
happen.
We support you whatever you decide to do, but you just need to know that. Remember your self-worth and like don't let him gaslight you and like make you think that it's okay what he's done because it's so not okay.
I was just messaging her. I was so stupid. I was so drunk. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, fuck off.
You
There's
knew
enough to ignore
excuses.
My messages.
Yeah. Listen, I've taken back someone who was messaging another girl. Didn't work out well for me. I feel like this sort of thing isn't uncommon.
I don't
feel
think
like
it's
I
uncommon.
Know.
I also think with these things, you should keep it really private. If you are going to take him back, I don't know.
It's tough. You do need to speak to someone about
it. Yeah, you need to speak to somebody about it. I think you really got to sit with it. And like his actions now will speak louder than that. Like you will know. Firstly, do not be naive because there's no two ways about it. He has done wrong and it's a dumpable offence. It's how he makes up to it. And like if he... It might take 6-7 months of him proving his trust back. But if he's going to gaslight you and be like, walk out the door.
I agree.
Like when boys just aren't exactly, like you'll never get then he's going to do it again and again and again. If he holds his hand back, I really fucked up. I love you so much and I'm going to do everything I can to gain your trust back. That is very different to him being like, I didn't do anything wrong. She was hurting me. I'd be out the door.
Yeah, he's twisting it all around. I also think, I don't necessarily believe there's always such thing as a harmless flirt. Sometimes there is. Flirting is something, one thing, and that is actually like, you definitely have a right to be fucked off. Some people might dump someone for doing that. But to then give you their number and exchange numbers is a step further. And then to actually message and then ask, there's like so many bad things that have gone on. Do you know what I mean? It's not just a one thing.
It's a clear-cut dumpable offence. Very rarely a guy has approached me whilst I've been in a relationship because I do not give off that energy to come and talk
thing.
To me.
I'm like, I don't think I give off that energy at all. I've never been approached by anyone.
Like, I don't think I've... Yeah, no, normally.
You've got an enormous rock on your finger, so hopefully that would be enough of a signal to a guy to be like, she's married. But I do think it's also an energy thing. You're so right. Like, if you're looking around and, like, making eye contact with people...
I'm very different when I'm single to when I'm in a relationship.
Oh, my God, me too. Like, I do think that in itself, like, would piss me off. I'd be like, why did she think it was okay to talk to you and flirt with you in the first place? Yeah. It should be an automatic. So funny, my friend always just goes, the moment anyone speaks, she's like, got a boyfriend.
I love that.
I love when people are like that. I'm like, let's just be really honest here. Like, don't bother speaking to me. Like, I've got a partner. And you're 3 years. There's just no, just no.
But also saying, where are you going next to the club?
Like, no.
No. They don't know each other. Why the hell are you giving her your number?
Yeah, what are you asking? You're not friends. You don't want to go and party with them. You want...
to get with her, probably. I don't know about sleeping.
You need to be really honest with yourself and have hard conversations with yourself about what this actually means and what he was wanting to do. It's tough and very easy to just to convince yourself it's another thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. And it says a lot about him if he's going to just pie it off as nothing.
Can you please tell us what happens and what you do decide to do? Because ultimately... we're going to support you either way.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I have been single for a while and now I am over my past long-term relationship. I started using dating apps. I went on a date with this one guy who brought up his ex on the first date. The jealous part of me thought it was a red flag because I don't want to be talking about exes, especially on a first date. I want to have a good time and get to know him, not their past. My best friend says it's childish to me to have this reaction because maybe it's me being insecure, but on a first date, I don't want to feel like this guy is thinking about his ex and I'm just there as a distraction.
Yeah.
How do I learn to date guys short-term and long-term and be okay with talking about exes?
I just don't think they should. I'm with you.
Sometimes you do have to talk about your ex on a first date. I think it's kind of fine to establish when the last relationship was, just so you kind of know
very
where the date's
like,
at.
I once dated this guy.
Deep diving into the relationship is maybe unnecessary. I think establishing, like, yeah, my last relationship was like, it was like 2 years and then we broke up 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Didn't work out because, you know, we just grew apart. Fine. I think you're sort of establishing a baseline and like how ready they are to like,
yeah,
date you.
So
whereas
different.
If someone was like, 5 year relationship, we broke up 2 weeks ago. Very
or
different.
Just like,
you
my
need to
ex
know that information.
Loved bike riding. I'd be like, okay,
yeah,
I'm walking
about
out the door.
So I feel like I'm learning stuff about Toby's last relationship even now.
Yeah.
Like that's something that you just slowly uncover through the time of
it's
being together.
It's awkward to talk about your ex with your boyfriend.
It's awkward to talk about your ex. I mean,
he should know that.
I think
what Melissa said is so fine and that's normal. It'd be weird if you didn't say I was in a 4 year relationship or a 2 year relationship or 1 year relationship.
Yeah. And I think
that's weird. But then you move over that.
You move over it or it establishes like if you're just being really honest with someone, like I'm not looking like I'm trying to get back into dating to distract myself. I'm kind of getting
fine.
Over my last relationship, quite heartbroken. When me and Toby were in a breakup, like I was quite honest with people about that. I was like, we broke up literally 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to distract myself. I'm still not really over it, but I want to have some fun.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get back into dating. Do you know what I mean? And then maybe they would be like,
but maybe they're just not the right people for you.
What happened? Why did you break up? I would then be honest and tell them. But like, that's obviously because it's a short-term thing. You're letting the other person know, right, this really isn't going to go anywhere far. I'm heartbroken and that's why we're dating. So sometimes it's good to establish that. And if you're not honest and you're dating someone, who this guy could lie and be like, not even bring up the fact that he'd even had an ex-girlfriend, then you'd be annoyed because you'd be like, fuck, I didn't realise you only broke up 2 weeks ago. Now I clearly am the rebound.
My advice to you would be like, just don't date those guys. Like if they are the people who are like Melissa said, who are like, I've just broken up, I'm not looking, they're not the ones for you. You don't want someone
you're not looking for that.
There are plenty of guys who have not just broken up with someone and who are not thinking of their ex.
And not obsessing
like,
over
them personally
still.
Would not, that would put me off.
Totally.
I'd be like, you're not the one for me.
You're clearly still in love with your ex.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like I'd
no,
like
neither.
To ask Jamie about his ex, but if he brought up his ex to me, I'd be like, are you okay?
Really? And I'm fine if Toby brings up his ex.
No, now I am that I'm married, but like when we were first dating, if he was like yapping away about his ex, I'd be like, it put me off. I'd get the ick. I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, no, because then it seems like you're still in.
Because you're still in that ex stage where you're like, you're not that comfortable. You're like flirty times then.
Oh my God, 100%.
You want all their attention on you. Like now I'm quite fascinated by his past relationships, but it's very different.
Yeah, there becomes a time when you want to learn about it because you want to understand them and you want to understand their past and you want to understand what went wrong. And
I'm
like,
really fascinated by Toby's past. I could ask you. I need to know everything.
It helped me understand Toby, but then also made me think that there's so much about him that I clearly don't know. But then he was also very young. I was like, you must have, in my mind, to do those things that he did.
What did
really
he do?
Loved. There was certain things that he would be very forgiving in, not forgiving in the sense that like someone had fucked up and then you, it's not like that. It would be like the lifestyle choice and the things that were going on at that time, I think, in his ex's life, he was quite okay with, which shocked me. And I was like, God, you must have really loved her to have been okay with that.
It's like he just didn't care. It's like if she cheated on him, he'd just try whatever. Like he didn't really see a future with it.
No, I think he always said that. But I think that when we're younger, we do kind of think.
I never saw a future with any of my young people.
Things, right? So like my last relationship, I always knew I wasn't going to marry him. I always used to say that to you. But like I was happy in the moment.
She used to just be like, I don't want to get married. And I used to be like, that's weird.
But like I was happy in the moment. So I was like, there's no point
in me. You
were like,
I want a ring, but I'm not going to get married.
Yeah.
Rav.
But I do agree. I think bringing it up on the first date.
Not on the first date,
it's about having fun. I think it's fine if you establish where your ex is, like where that relationship ended and where you're at now. Great. Let's have a little bit of background. Let's talk about your family. Let's talk about your job. Whatever.
Yeah, fine.
That's fine. It's a big part of someone's
life.
It's
got to be like a,
imagine
a
if he was like, I'm actually
thing.
Divorced and I've got three kids. I mean, you need to know that information. Do you know what I mean? Before you get into the next
damn
day.
Straight.
So I think it's so fine. I think you are a little bit in your own head if they bring up their ex and want to discuss it a tiny bit. That's totally normal. Sometimes it's someone needs to talk to someone about it. But I know someone who recently went on a few dates with another one of my friend and she was like, just nonstop talking about the ex.
Yeah, I know people who've done
fucking
that.
Fucking annoying. Like, Shut up about your ex. And I also was like thinking it's the one in my head. I knew which one it was. And she was like, oh, no, it was the one before that. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, it's honestly so. I personally think it's so weird. Right, no go topics on a first date.
Talking about how big of a night out you have.
Okay, right, I'll tell you. I like a bit of family chat, but like don't yap on about your family who I've never met for so long. I'd be like, okay,
nice
your mummy's
boy. Nice to establish. Like parents still together, stepmom, whatever.
Great, but like
siblings.
You know when they're like, "Do you want to see a photo of my dad?" I'm like, "Not really."
Or you're like, "My nephew, look how cute he is," and you're like, ugh, "I don't know him."
Yeah, a dog. Do dog. Not show me a photo of your dog. I will be out the door within 5 minutes.
Unless it's to hand or it's in the background. Fine, we get to establish what kind of a dog it is.
Oh my God, I'll tell you something that's really good on a first date. But my like love language is physical touch. Like I can't bear it when like a boy doesn't touch me. I'm like, are we just pals then? Just touch me somewhere, pat my back, have a hand on me at all times. Like,
I love
the distance.
A tactile person.
Same.
And you know what I like? When you're walking from maybe one bar to the next, put your arm around me.
Yeah,
just fucking
fit.
Be confident.
Even if I don't fancy you, that'll make me fancy.
Yeah, it's like the moves actually make such a difference. So I think it's like just being overly confident in that respect.
Be close.
Really important.
If they don't touch me and it's like end of the day, I literally would be like, even if he was the fittest boy and he was so cool, I'd be like, I do not fancy him because I just couldn't. But they could be like not my type and they give me so much touch and I'm like, well, I kind of fancy him.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, tactile. It's the best thing in the world.
I also think something that's quite important element of being like polite. I don't really need someone constantly to like hold the fucking door open for me. That's just, I think, politeness. Like girls and boys should do that for each other. But check if I get home all right.
Yeah.
I think that's just like quite a nice standard thing.
Oh, I would be upset.
Can you let me know when you get home, please?
Great tips. Like, basically,
put me in the car home.
Put
me in the car home. Make sure I'm in the car home safe because, you know, it's a dangerous world out there. And then message when you're home. I think that's a lovely little nice touch.
And even if they don't want to like date you again, just message you and be like, hey, did you get home okay?
Had a sweet evening.
I once went on a date with a guy and like he actually was the best date. It was such an amazing date. I didn't fancy him, but he was so good. It was so wonderful, the date. Like the drinks were amazing, everything. He paid for my taxi. Like he insisted.
That's a real gentleman.
Like
that.
He walked me to my taxi. And by the way, I literally went for half an hour and I was like, gotta go. And he like, put me in the car and he like got cash out and paid for it. And I was obviously like, you really don't need to do this. But, and then like text me loads when I go, like, it's so sweet. And I just remember thinking like, you aren't the guy for me, but like, you are a wonderful or person. Human. Who ever gets
good
you
manners.
Are, yeah, you'll be a great catch.
Good manners.
Great manners. That's it. Like, oh, I've got the biggest one. If a boy has to be polite to the waitresses, the people who work in the restaurant, like if they are not polite to them, I'm down.
Oh, no, that's
if
such
they
an
don't
ick.
Open the door for like the woman behind them coming in or the man, like
basic manners is important.
The manners are so important. I can't bear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So dilemma three, ladies and gentlemen. Me and my boyfriend have been together for almost 3 years. We first met on a night out in London and he came into my life after a really horrible previous relationship. After 18 months together, I met his family. My boyfriend said he wanted to wait until we were really serious before he introduced
Christ,
me to 18
them. Months is a bloody long time to
that
wait.
That is really long and weird. Last summer, I went on their family holiday and also met my boyfriend's oldest brother and sister. One night, my boyfriend and I had an argument and he said he needed some space. I went on a walk down to the beach and his brother followed me down.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
What?
I'm
we had
scared.
A really good conversation. I aired out what happened during our argument. Oh no. During the chat, I noticed he was getting close to me. There was a moment where I looked up and he was just staring at me. I felt awkward. And I ended the conversation saying I needed to go to bed. No. My boyfriend and I then flew back to the UK first thing that morning.
I've got goosebumps up my arm.
Same.
Also, why do I kind of like this? I'm rewatching Vampire Diaries. The whole brother thing is really a vibe.
I'm thinking about that. It feels like I'm in some sexy, sexy bit. Yeah. And I'm picturing the...
It's also
no,
just
I'm picturing the summer town pretty. And
yes!
The older brother. No, we're terrible. Right, I didn't tell my boyfriend what happened and decided to forget about it. I was invited to spend the weekend with his family and at the dinner, I got sat next to his brother. Over the course of the meal, he was putting his hands on my thigh and I tried to ignore it. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, guys, this is so bad.
But
this
is
so,
so
bad, but also really bad. Every time you go for Christmas, you're going to get two for the price of one. I'm joking.
No, it's so bad.
Corridor creeping is going to be taking place in that family's
I know.
House.
Right, I got sat next to brother. Over the course of the meal, he was putting his hand on my thigh. I tried to ignore it. Well, he didn't do a very good job of it. He could have just passed it away. Just tried to ignore it, giving the wrong impression. That same night, I had a bit too much drink and started chatting to him again once my boyfriend had gone to bed. You like it, because why have you not gone to bed with a boyfriend? Let me tell you, if I was freaked out, I'd be like, don't leave my fucking side to my boyfriend. Like, you're creepy old brother.
I don't know how I would approach that. Like, if Toby's brother was, I mean, obviously that would never happen, but like, let's just
I would literally have to tell Jamie straight away. I mean, obviously not.
No, but then I almost don't think Toby would believe me. And then it would just break me and him up. He would literally be like, you're lying. I don't believe you.
Yeah, you're so right. It's really awkward.
You're like, don't be so fucking crazy. That's in your head. Literally, he would say that I'm mental. I'm sure of it.
That same night, I had a bit too much drink and we started chatting again once my boyfriend had gone to bed.
Also,
things got a bit out of hand and we kissed.
What? Sorry. How have we gone? What? Why is your boyfriend going to bed without you? Like, I'm going to leave you downstairs. Also,
no, Jamie always goes to bed and leaves me with his family.
We always go to bed together. What also need to know is the older brother quite fit?
I know, I'm feeling that he is because she clearly kissed him. Since then, I can't stop thinking about my boyfriend's brother and I need your opinion. I still love my boyfriend, but I think I might have some feelings for his brother.
Well, they share the same DNA, so I don't blame you, hon. There's definitely a family resemblance, isn't there?
Do I tell him what happened or just try to forget it? And do you think his brother's in the wrong for what he did?
There is no way out of this whole thing. You've completely, if I'm honest, you've fucked it completely.
Yeah, let's
you've got
not
with the brother.
Call a spade a spade.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to ever date the brother unless you guys really fall in love and there's this undeniable connection and you're
the
willing to basically
not good.
Break up
not
the family.
A good
but I feel like the brother is a sneaky McSneakysins. Then your boyfriend, I mean, you've cheated on him for a start. You've cheated on him with his brother. So that's
whilst
done-zo.
He's in the room upstairs. I think you
there's no way out of this.
No way out of this.
Either you live with a lie that could potentially come out because the brother might speak up, which is probably going to happen.
Right, what would we do? Because like you and your boyfriend are done. Like,
done.
You've cheated on him with his brother. So your only hope is you're either out the door and out the family or you're going to have to try and get with the brother and hope that the younger one
just forgives and it's all right and the whole family still thinks you're an okay, sane person.
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You've really done something bad
you've
here. I'm not going to tell you it's
here.
Okay when it's not. We have to learn lessons.
And
now.
I know it happens in the movies. I know it happens in Vampire Diaries. And I know it happens in the summer.
And I know we're
pretty.
Glamorizing it and saying it would probably be quite
and
hot,
what's that
but it's
other
really
one that
not
I watched
okay.
recently with the young people in it? And it's like
Summer
the Walter Boys.
Summer Call Time Pretty.
That one and the Walter Boys. She also goes for two brothers. You're playing a dangerous, dangerous game. And you know what?
It's not worth it.
Younger brother might be okay with it. As in, like, if you break it off and it goes a few months and then you, like, then reach out to the older brother and you're like, look, I can't stop thinking about you. Can we meet up?
Bets are the older brother doesn't really like you. He just wants what his younger brother's got.
But you never know.
I mean, the right thing to do would just be break up and leave the family alone. Like, I don't think you're going to marry either of them. And I think you're just going to cause a real rift between the brothers. I just think that ultimately you're not going to be a good girlfriend to the younger brother. So just let him move on and just try and make it work with the older brother, because he's clearly as sneaky as you are.
Yeah.
You've been a bad girl.
It's a naughty thing, but I'm kind of envious. Like, I've always kind of wanted to have that with two brothers. You've lived out my fantasy.
I couldn't think of anything more sketchy. I would be so anxious about it.
Yeah, all right. But I agree with you.
Like, in a fantasy world, it's great. If you had a film camera in front of you and it was like make-believe, it'd be a great storyline. But real life, also, I would not be sleeping with that going over my head.
Hey, listen.
Getting back into bed and being like, ooh, just got with your brother. And like, oh no, it's
God. Christmas. I also kind of want to know, did you then sleep with your boyfriend after? Who's a better kisser? That's what I want to know. One of my best girlfriends, she's got seven, her mum, I think there's like seven of them. So like she's got seven aunties and uncles. Like her mum's like got like five sisters, and three of them all dated the same guy, not at the same time, but like alternative. And he's now married to one of them. And it's always like a joke with their family that like he's dated all the sisters, and it's like so fine. No one was pissed each other off or anything.
That's hilarious.
There was no crossovers though. No one kissed each other when they were downstairs. That whole thing is really, really, really messy. Toby's, both his brothers are gorgeous. So it's a lovely bit of eye candy when I go around there for Sunday lunch.
Jamie always thinks I'm literally in love with his younger brother, George, because he's so gorgeous, but I always say it.
He is so gorgeous.
He's so gorgeous.
But you can get away with saying that because he's younger.
Because he's younger. He's literally 18, so obviously I'm not. But like, I honestly say to Jamie, I'm like, the best thing about marrying you is that I'm closer to George. And he's like, okay.
I'm trying to think, does anyone have that with their like...
Yeah, with your, you're probably your in the most.
What? Because everyone fancies Toby?
No, because your brother, his brothers are really handsome too, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Toby's like one of three really gorgeous boys. They're all like very good looking.
Yeah, it's a lovely, lovely family. I do feel like if my brother was older than me, he would definitely be sleeping with one of my friends at a certain time. Like that would definitely happen. Like I feel like it could
still happen.
It was still on the cusp of happening at a certain point, but now my friends have boyfriends. I feel like if like there was right house parties crossing over at the right time because we were all at school together, like that definitely probably would have happened.
But you would have been fine with it because it's like younger, don't you think? And you're fine.
I don't know what it is. I'm like fine with it as long as like no one gets hurt and like it's not awkward for me. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hi, Sophie and Melissa. As someone in their late 30s, I'm probably one of your older listeners, but I just wanted to say to everyone out there that it's never too late to start again. I was very settled in a five-year relationship. We were engaged, owned a house together, but I wasn't entirely happy. I was too scared to admit this to anybody because I was scared starting again at almost 40. I kind of accepted that I would remain in an unhappy relationship for the rest of my life. After hearing empowering stories on your podcast, I decided to open up to my friends and family about how I was feeling. I felt instant relief.
Yeah, the best feeling, isn't it?
I moved back home, reconnected with my friends, made more time for my family, got a promotion at work, and could finally say that I feel like me again.
Yes.
This deserves a round of applause.
Goosebumps.
I have recently been back in touch with a guy that I met in secondary school.
Hello.
We both had huge crushes on each other, but never told each other how we felt at the time. Around 7 years ago, we bumped into each other. There was instant chemistry and we dated for 6 months or so. I fell so in love. But we were at different stages of our lives. I knew we couldn't be together, so our relationship came to an end. We didn't speak for a long time, but I found out recently that he had been holding a torch for me for all these years and that he thought he'd lost me forever when he found out I was engaged to somebody else. After my breakup, I reconnected with him. We met up and found that we were finally on the same page and we discovered that our chemistry and connection was still there. It's more intense and appreciated than ever before. We are now in a relationship, madly in love, planning an exciting future together. I wanted to say that if you are in a relationship that doesn't feel right, that there is so much out there for us all. Don't waste time. Speak up, be brave. And most importantly, always follow your heart.
I love you so much. Whatever you said, that's what we say.
Honestly think that's the best story we've ever fucking had. That
Melissa's actually got tears.
So many people would just settle and do that, and you know they'd probably then get divorced when they're like 50 or something and just be like, I just had a fucking miserable time. A lot of people, in their second marriage are like, I'm alive. Really inspiring.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm so happy.
It's really inspiring.
Guys, please, people, listen to that. Fancy things to take away from that. Follow your heart. Be true to yourself. And that age is just a number.
And like, no a problem shared is a problem halved, like we always say.
Damn straight.
Because you speaking to your friends and family and you saying it out loud, it's just been like, oh, you know what? Actually, that doesn't feel as overwhelming now. And like, it's fine for me to do
You're
what
never
I want.
Alone.
An amazing story as well that he like held a torch for her.
I know, unbelievable.
I fucking love that.
Right, guys, on that note, we love you. Please send
we
in
love
your
you
followers.
So much.
Follow us on YouTube. So follow, like, subscribe, all of those things, because then we can just continue to do fun things. We love you so much.
We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.